Improve teaching for better learning. Today's educational methods focus too much on teaching rather than learning. Many teachers use flawed techniques. Students seem busy but learn very little. Sometimes, effective teaching means doing the opposite of what feels right. Determining teaching expertise involves understanding human traits. Expert teachers know the learning content, effective teaching methods, and how humans learn. A good curriculum includes three types of content knowledge: subject matter, pedagogical, how to teach the subject effectively, and curricular, how to teach the subject at different levels. Teachers need three forms of knowledge: propositional, evidence-based teaching methods, case knowledge, using the right examples, and strategic, solving complex teaching problems. Effective teacher certification and professional development. Good teacher certification leads to effective teachers. The investment in teacher preparation impacts teacher readiness and student success. Student backgrounds affect outcomes, as students from less advantaged families often don't have access to well-certified and prepared teachers. One-size-fits-all professional development doesn't create lasting change in teaching. This method wrongly assumes that teaching skills are fixed and context-free. Professional learning should align with students' needs and specify what teachers should know and do to meet those needs. Like students, teachers benefit from learning strategies involving metacognition, self-regulation, and connecting old knowledge to new information. Professional development should treat teachers as adaptive learners. The common approach to professional teaching suggests that the best method is rational problem solving based on foundational principles. However, because real-world issues are complex and unpredictable, teachers should shift from a problem-solving perspective, where they assume they have all the answers, to a problem-setting posture, where they first define and understand what they aim to address. Teachers should grasp the nature of problems, connect their experiences to new situations, and conduct real-time experiments to see if their ideas and actions align with their teaching goals. Effective student learning. Teachers should set clear goals for what students need to learn, simplify instruction, and ensure students show what they have learned. Define the actions students must take to show different levels of understanding. Simplify concepts and problems so students can grasp the material better. Help students demonstrate the required learning or performance. Good teaching meets its goals. By setting clear expectations for what students should know and be able to do, you can help them get ready to learn. Top quality instructional objectives focus on performance, what the learner should be able to do, conditions, the circumstances for the performance, and criteria, the level of performance that shows competence. Effective teaching through direct instruction. Direct instruction, DI, is a proven, evidence-based method that helps students learn by building on what they already know, following predefined lessons, and practicing a lot with detailed feedback. Here's how DI works. 1. Set clear learning goals. 2. Make sure students have the necessary prior knowledge and skills for each new lesson. 3. Clearly teach the main concepts of the new lesson. 4. Check that students understand and master the material through questions and examples, and correcting any misunderstandings. 5. Provide chances for guided practice. 6. Assess performance and give feedback during guided practice. 7. Allow time for independent practice through group or individual assignments, in class or as homework. Direct instruction, DI, is a method that boosts students' academic success and self-esteem. Start by reviewing homework and recent lessons. Clearly state the lesson's goals before introducing new information in small, manageable parts. Show examples and demonstrate procedures, regularly checking that students understand. Guide students through practice with the new material. Ask many questions and give lots of feedback during this guided practice. Let students practice independently, stepping in only when they need help, and encourage peer assistance. Begin each week by reviewing the previous week's lessons and end each month with a review of everything learned that month. Effective learning strategies for long-term success. To learn effectively, students should pick relevant information, organize it clearly, and connect it to what they already know. This is called generative learning, and it keeps students actively involved in learning, helping them link new information no matter how it's presented. Without guidance, students often fall back on ineffective methods like rereading or highlighting. Keep in mind that learning and performance are not the same. Introducing challenges helps improve long-term learning and practical application. Practicing tasks in a random order instead of by type might lower immediate performance but enhance long-term results. Also, spreading out practice sessions over time is much better for long-term recall than cramming. Using realistic examples is very effective for learning and transferring skills. These examples should highlight key information and emphasize the core concepts of problems. Always show at least two examples for each type of problem. It's important to expose students to a variety of problems and their solutions for every concept they learn. Learn the art of teaching. Being a great teacher isn't just about knowing your stuff, it's about being able to explain it in a way that clicks with students. Think of it like this. Just because you're a whiz at math doesn't mean you can teach history like a champ. Math teachers, for instance, have to really get the subject inside and out. They need to know where students might stumble, find different ways to explain tricky concepts, and come up with backup plans if the first explanation doesn't quite hit the mark. This special knack for teaching a specific subject is called pedagogical content knowledge, PCK. It's like the secret sauce that makes teaching awesome. But here's the kicker. Getting good at it takes time and effort. Sure, basic teaching know-how is important, but most teacher training programs don't give future educators enough of the PCK stuff they need to really rock their subjects. To be a pro, you've got to have a solid grasp of the subject matter and a good grip on teaching techniques. That's the winning combo for making sure students really get it. Teaching English isn't just about knowing the language. It's about helping students think critically about what they read and forming different ideas about it. English teachers need to figure out where students struggle or misunderstand things. Just knowing English doesn't mean someone can teach it well to all kinds of students in different situations. And getting good at reading doesn't happen automatically. Classroom management. Teachers often find themselves unprepared because they lack essential knowledge about managing classrooms effectively. Just knowing a subject isn't enough. Teachers need to be able to explain it well, too. They have to balance knowing their subject, being passionate about teaching, and having their own teaching style, while also keeping a suitable distance from their students. Teaching is all about communicating effectively. There's no one-size-fits-all guide for how to present material. But teachers who are influential and build good relationships with their students tend to see better results. When students feel close to their teacher, they're more motivated. And they're more likely to engage in independent learning when the teacher plays a big role in the learning process. Maintaining eye contact helps connect with students and manage their behavior effectively. Students are more likely to engage with teachers who can maintain control in the classroom. Instead of aiming for popularity, focus on earning students' respect. Recognize that each student is unique and adjust your approach accordingly, especially for those needing extra support. Establish open communication with parents or guardians to ensure a positive learning environment for everyone. Improve student learning through effective assessment. Understanding how tests work and what they measure is key to helping students succeed. There are two main types of assessment: summative evaluation and formative assessment. Summative evaluation looks at the overall results of a program, while formative assessment helps teachers see how students are progressing and how well their teaching methods are working. It's important not to rely only on test scores. Sometimes they don't show the whole picture. Instead, teachers should make sure their curriculum guides the type of assessments they use, rather than letting tests dictate what they teach. Teaching just for tests doesn't help students learn in the long run. The ultimate goal should be to understand the material, not just memorize it. When making tests, it's better to focus on understanding rather than just remembering facts. Questions that ask students to explain ideas in their own words are more helpful than ones that just ask for definitions. By using a different language in tests than what was taught, teachers can see if students truly understand the concepts. Key points. 1. Effective teaching integrates subject, pedagogical, and curricular knowledge. 2. Teachers need to adapt their strategies for different students and situations. 3. Problem solving in teaching involves understanding, experience, and experimentation. 4. Clear learning targets and simplified teaching aid student comprehension. 5. Direct instruction enhances academic results and self-confidence. 6. Teachers should encourage generative learning and challenge students for long-term improvement. 7. Realistic examples and varied tasks enhance learning and skill transfer,